This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Dirk Lurkst Pratt. He was born in Toronto, Canada on July 29th, 1974, and he went to Rocinante and Syrinx College, where he graduated with a degree in music and moving pictures. His first book, New World Men and the Camera Eye, examined the dissatisfaction of youth and the suburbs.
All right.
Hey, it's Jim Reese, author of Really Happy and Bone Chalk. What are you doing here?
Hey, I'm kicking you out. Let's go.
Really? Now?
It's time somebody does a show on you. Welcome to Poetry from Studio 47. Today's poet is Patrick Hicks. Hicks was born in Charlotte, North Carolina on April 12, 1970. 2 years later, his family moved to Stillwater, Minnesota, where he grew up. His mother is an immigrant from Northern Ireland, and his father is an American from Galesburg, Illinois. Being the child of an immigrant, especially an Irish immigrant, has informed much of Hicks's writing. After graduating from Stillwater High School, go Ponies, Hicks attended St. John's University in central Minnesota, where he graduated with distinction in English. He then received an MA from DePaul University in Chicago. While there, in 1993, he became an Irish citizen. A year later, he moved to Belfast, Northern Ireland, where he received an MA in Irish literature from Queen's University, Belfast. He lived in Northern Ireland during the Troubles, and this deeply influenced his understanding of terrorism, political violence, and nationalism. He then moved to Kiel, Germany, where he taught English as a second language at Kennedy House. When he was accepted into the doctoral program at the University of Sussex in England, he moved back to the United Kingdom and lived in Brighton, just south of London, until he received his PhD in 2000. Hicks met his wife shortly before graduation, and together they moved to Barcelona, Spain. He accepted a position at the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota and returned to the United States after living outside it for 7 years. He has published over 10 books, including The Kiss That Saved My Life, Finding the Gossamer, This London, Adoptable, The Collector of Names, The Commandant of Lou Bezech, and Library of the Mind's New and Selected Poems. Hicks has won the Glimmer Train Fiction Award, as well as grants and fellowships from the Bush Artist Foundation, the Loft Literary Center, South Dakota Arts Council, and the National Endowment for the Humanities. He was recently a finalist for an Emmy, and his first novel held company among only 20 books selected for the National Reading Group Month. Hicks is the writer-in-residence at Augustana University, where he teaches courses on creative writing, Irish Lit, and the Holocaust. He is also a faculty member of the MFA program at Sierra Nevada College. I want to do two poems of Patrick's today. This is a powerful poem, and it makes it even more powerful for me as a reader because Patrick has a 10-year-old son, Sean, who was adopted from South Korea. This is called Watching MASH. When I was a kid, I focused on the OR and how Hawkeye used words like flange and hemostat and chest splitter. Soldiers were served up beneath a scalpel. They were peeled open like TV dinners. 30 years later, Korean orphans are still trucked into the 4077. There are so many huddled around Father Mulcahy that I jump into the television to find my son. I no longer care about seeing the swamp or lounging around in a Hawaiian shirt. I only want my boy. He is on the edge of camp, near a minefield, and I bring him to the mess tent, where I feed him powdered eggs and liver. Klinger asks if I want a different boy. Take your pick, he says. We got 1,000 of them. It makes me wonder about the bureaucrat, the one who stapled our names together in Seoul. Did she shuffle a stack of paperwork and make us father and son before going to lunch? Back on television, radar yells out, "We got choppers!" As metallic dragonflies skim over a mountaintop, American boys will soon arrive into camp, bloody and broken. How little I know of this war, and yet I have been watching it on rerun all my life. And the second poem that's, I think, is really powerful is from Patrick's new poems that just got released in Library of the Mind, and this is called The Road Crew. It's July. The temp is pushing 107, and men in reflective vests move around greasy, yellow machinery. Clumpy asphalt is poured out thickly, scalding the air, making a kiln of the world. They smoke cigarettes and laugh at the trembling ground beneath their boots. Near the sidewalk, three boys on dirt bikes demolish ice cream cones. They watch the work of men and listen to hard words. When they're done, fingers lick clean. They push off and ride a lip of cooling asphalt. Once or twice, they glance back at the snake marks their tires make in the road, a road they have only just begun to travel.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. All poems used with permission, recorded at Augustana University, and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.